On the line, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Let's start. Lewis Jetta, disappointed to lose him, but he wanted to go home, and you're able to go and get a guy who had a pretty good year in Cal Sinclair.
Yeah, we were pretty happy with that, Brownie. It was, you know, obviously not happy with Jets in terms of he's a quality player, but he's been a really big, important part of the footy club, really popular player, premiership player, obviously, and once he declared his intention to go home, he's got a young family, two young kids, and all the family support over in Western Australia. We made sure that we could sort of facilitate that. And, you know, Callum Sinclair was a player that we had an interest in. He's contracted at West Coast, but once an opportunity sort of presented itself and it seemed like a straight swap deal early on, and we just needed to work through a few things, and we're absolutely wrapped with Callum. And we wish Jets all the best over in WA.
Suggestion earlier in the week, in fact, late last week, was that Mike Pike might be going to retire. Was that where the interest, I guess, to get Callum Sinclair come in? And where do we sit with Mike Pike's future? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, well, I think firstly with Mike, I mean, he's been a great player for the footy club. He's still weighing up his options at the moment. But I think when a player, I guess, flags his intention to weigh up his options, and to be honest, we needed to sort of strengthen our ruck stocks regardless. So that's where Mike's at. And I think it's interesting. You said that this is my first trade period after only being in the job for a year. And clearly where the game's going and dropping down in the rotations and the elimination of the sub rule, you know, ruckmen become really important, and ruckmen who can play multiple roles become important. And that's what we think Callum can do. He's only played the 29 games to this point in time. He's a mature, age rookie when he ended up on West Coast list, and he can play forward and he gets around the ground well and he's resilient. So getting some multi-faceted players is important, and we think that he'll complement our, or gets Kurt Tippett in as our ruck combination going into the season. We've also got a young player, elevated rookie, Sam Naismith, who's committed for 3 years as well. So along with Tommy Devick and Toby Nankervis, all of a sudden our ruck stocks start to look a bit better.
You played a lot of footy with Stevie J. He was up touring the enemy's facilities yesterday. How is it with Stevie J and Sydney? Has he spoken to you guys as well?
Not in any meaningful dialogue. I did message Jono last night and said thanks for dropping in. but he was obviously spent some time with the Giants yesterday, and he's weighing up, I guess, his playing future first and foremost, and then looking at potential coaching opportunities as well. So, I mean, we're not in a position at this stage to do anything with Steve. And Steve and I have obviously got a relationship that stems a long way back. So we've been in conversation, but not in a meaningful playing contract offer stage by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you expect that to change once he actually does make a definitive answer or a decision or an announcement on if he's definitely going to play? Is that the one that might actually tip you into maybe sitting down with him a bit more seriously?
Oh, look, possibly, but to be fair, a few things would need to line up at the moment. We had all our energies in the Lewis Jetta trade, and we knew that Jets was keen to go, So we had to make sure that we focused on that and got that done. Now that that's done, we can sort of reassess and look at other opportunities. But at this stage, no, there's no further action from our end.
And we spoke yesterday. I think Paul Seedsman would be a really good fit for the Sydney Swans. And, you know, there's about eight clubs that are after him at the moment. Have you spoken to Paul Seedsman? And do you expect at some point that he might be a chance to go to your club?
Yeah, look, we have spoken to Paul. And I think you're right. I think he would be a good fit for our club. We think he's a really smooth ball mover and kicks the ball well and breaks the lines, and with the retirement of Reece Shaw in particular off halfback for us. Look, I know there are a number of clubs involved that are pursuing Paul, so look, we'd be absolutely delighted if he came to join us, but as I say, a bit like Steve, a few things for us would need to fall over and they're not necessarily imminent, or we can say with any certainty that would happen. So, you know, we've got an interest in Paul, but that's probably where it lies at this stage.
If Mike Pike goes on, all well and good, but he's got him and Sinclair to battle out in the ruck. But if he does retire, do you have another option in the ruck that you're looking at in the trade period, or do you back in the big young kid in Nankervis?
Yeah, no, we don't have another option. We don't think we need necessarily another option. So, I mean, Callum was our absolute priority. We had conversations with Matthew Leuenberger, but we just really like the way that Callum can play forward as well and complement Kurt Tippett. We've got, as I said, Sam Naismith. Not a lot of supporters would know much about Sam other than our own supporters. So he's a 206-centimetre ruckman, really raw but developing really nicely at the same time. Played in round 23 against the Tigers back in 2014. And we're really hopeful that he's going to develop into a really good player. So, as I say, with those two and Kurt Tippett having a fantastic second half of the year, predominantly playing in the ruck, and then we've got, as you mentioned, Toby Nankervis has made his debut, and Tommy Derricks has been a really good acquisition since coming from Richmond as a delisted free agent a couple of years ago. We think that's probably where our ruck stocks sit at the moment, and if we were to bring in another ruckman, it might be through the draft or the rookie draft. At this stage, we won't be trying to attract anyone else through the trade period.
You've got a beauty in young Rose. Looks a lot like Isaac Heaney with the blonde hair running around. Do you expect him to play a lot more footy? Because his final this year up there was fantastic.
Yeah, look, I mean, to be honest, when we drafted him, he was our only non-academy draftee last year at pick 37. And he's a private school boy from Scotch College in Adelaide, and he was playing for Sturt and played a bit in the under-18s for South Australia. So he was coming from a long way back. I mean, the lion's share of his footy was first 18 football for Scotch in Division 2 in South Australia. And he came and he was bright-eyed and he was raw and all of those sorts of things. But to see his development from, I guess, December last year to actually make his debut against the Giants, kick three goals on debut in a quarter was extraordinary. He provides real energy. He's got something a lot of players don't have, which is just that natural spark and nous, and he sets up goals. He doesn't waste possessions. And I agree, his final against North Melbourne, you know, a lot of players could get overawed, and I'm sure he would say at times he probably was himself, but I didn't think he looked out of place. And I think what a lot of people forget is, particularly with first-year players, game plans and even just the language and vernacular clubs use these days take a bit of time, but he was able to pick that up reasonably well. So with a big pre-season for James, we'd be hopefully played a fair bit of footy for us next year.
Craig Bird, open to opportunities maybe elsewhere. Where does it sit with the Premiership midfield?
Yeah, look, we've been open and honest with Craig. He's a contracted player, mm-hmm. and his manager, Tom Petroro, we've said, look, if there was an opportunity for him, we'd explore that. We're certainly not shopping him around aggressively by any stretch of the imagination, and there hasn't been any movement at this point in time. So, look, at this stage, he's with us and he's contracted, and we're more than happy with that. He's a very popular member of the team, and he actually had a really good start to the year. He had a few injuries towards the back end of the year, but it was an emergency for our final against North Melbourne, so he got himself back into the fray. So, I mean, if there was an opportunity that presented itself and he was up for it and we were up for it, we'd look at it. But at this stage, there's not a lot of movement with Birdie at the moment.
Sure, you were here in grand final week and it was pretty hard to miss the Luke Parker's going to be traded somewhere to about 8 different Melbourne clubs over the course of the week. Although Ned Guy told us last week, looking to extend before Christmas. Where does that one sit as to get and make sure this talented 22-year-old doesn't go anywhere?
Yeah, well, we're well underway with negotiations with Ned. Ned actually called me that day when the rumours were circulating. Look, Luke's the youngest ever player that's been elevated into our leadership group here at the Swans. He won the club championship last year. He was again polling well prior to breaking his leg this year. So we don't envisage and hope that there's no issues with a contract extension. He comes out of contract at the end of next year. He's one of those players at a footy club that you build your club around. He's got great leadership credentials. He puts himself in the right place when the game's on the line. And as Ned said, and I concur 100% with him, things are tracking really well and we'd love to get something done before Christmas.
And before we let you go, not trade related, but Buddy Franklin, how's he tracking from a health perspective?
Yeah, he's going well. He came into the club last week, and like all our players, he got his preparation for pre-season program. So that's all underway, and had his standard medical and conditioning exit interviews with our staff, and then had a good sit-down with myself and John Longmire, and we're all on the same page. And I think it's worthwhile putting it on record that you know, Lance has been overwhelmed with the support he's had from not only just Swan supporters, but football people and non-football people. It was a brave decision that Lance made leading into the final series, a really important final series for us, to say, look, I've got a few things I need to work through, and we've provided the support around that. So, Lance is getting himself ready for a pre-season, and I'm sure that he'll come back really refreshed, both physically and mentally, and ready to have a massive 2016.
Now, great news about Buddy Franklin. Before we do let you go, Tom Hartley, the football manager of the Sydney Swans, an older, I won't say ageing, but an older defensive line, you know, Grundy and Richards back there, Michael Tarley, a player who, well, looks like he'll definitely be out of the Western Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. Are you into him?
Yeah, I mean, we've had discussions about Michael internally, and Liam Pickering, his manager. So as we understand it, there's an opportunity that he looks like leaving the Western Bulldogs, a bit like what I said with Stevie Johnson. A few things would have to line up for that to happen. Look, you know, Heath Grundy finished fourth in our club championship. He's got 3 years to go on a contract. He's actually younger than what a lot of people think. He plays at such an experienced way, and Ted Richards signed a one-year extension. So those two players have been absolute pillars for our footy club in the key defensive post, and we've got Ted's younger brother, Xavier, coming through, and Alir. But if there was an opportunity potentially to add that either through the trade or through the draft, it's something we'd look at. But as I say, a fair bit of water to go under bridge before anything could even start with a conversation around Michael Talia.
Tom, as always, we appreciate your time, mate. We might catch up again over the next week in a bit, but I hope you're enjoying your first NAB trade period.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.